Here's Johnny Chauvin.
Talk on the Tee, part two, being brought to you by The Steakhouse, where they're committed to providing superb food, high-quality service, and an overall charming atmosphere. It's all at The Steakhouse, Square 71 on the corner of Southwest Road Avenue and Moore Street in Hammond. Our guest this morning is world-famous photographer. He's laughing already. Robbie Klein joins us this morning. He's back with us, back here in Hammond, America, getting ready for a big show that's going to be at the Hammond Regional Arts Center. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Welcome
Glad
back to the
here.
Show. It's going to be a nice big night coming up this coming Friday with the opening reception at 5 o'clock. First time at the Hammond Reach Arts Center?
First time solo show. I've been in group exhibitions there since I was a kid, which makes it that much more exciting.
I bet. So as a kid, were you in there for paintings or was it still photography?
It was photography starting in high school, but you know, the Talented Art program that I was a part of since the lab school, we had a bunch of different group exhibitions most years. And so I was in there for painting, drawing, maybe even some sculpture, like clay work.
So always attracted to the arts.
Always attracted to the arts,
in the beginning.
Yeah.
And is that coming from your mom or a side or your dad's side?
My mom's side, yeah.
Your mom's side.
Yep. Gotcha. She's the artist in the family.
Your dad, of course, Ernest Hemingway.
Yes.
We all know. He looks like, especially in one of the pictures that you took of your dad.
Oh, yeah. That's a favorite.
Yeah. Love that picture. All right. But the subject matter is something that's going to be taking people by, I don't know, surprise, you know, just a local guy from Ponchatoula High School. And all of a sudden, you're seeing pictures he's taken of the likes of Justin Timberlake, Miley Cyrus, Anthony Hopkins, whose picture made it to the card. The promo card that they're doing for the big event that's going to be opening this coming Friday. And, of course, in addition to that, it's going to be part of the big Art of the Cocktail event coming up at the Hammond Regional Arts Center, which I understand tickets are still available. But it'd be great because it's going to be, you know, cocktails. And when you think of cocktails, you think of Hollywood and you think of L.A. and a cool title of the show. L.A. to L.A. is the title of the show that's going to be opening up this coming Friday. Who came up with that?
I came up with that. I always have my silly little ideas, and I thought, oh, this would be fun, a little Louisiana to Los Angeles.
Right. So it's L period A. No, it's L.A. period to L period L.A. period.
Yeah, I had to Google that just to double check, too.
Yeah. So Louisiana, L.A. for Louisiana, of course, to L.A., Los Angeles, with all the stars. So do you make, is that where, I mean, you have a studio in Nashville, which mm-hmm. I was talking about earlier this morning, but you travel back and forth, but you also, I always see pictures since I follow you on Instagram, I always see pictures of you on a plane.
Yes.
Robbie on a plane, heading somewhere. And is L.A. the hotbed of pictures, or is it?
There's a couple hotbeds. It's if most of these pictures and the location where we shot, I always write on the picture itself. So it'll be either L.A., Austin, New York, or even Park City, Utah, because that's where Sundance is. So whenever we go to Sundance Film Festival and we do different portrait studios there, mm-hmm. we end up picking up a lot of people there as well. I think just one of them says Nashville.
Which is where your studio is.
Yeah.
Okay. Which you still do.
Yeah.
A lot of pictures in Nashville.
Oh,
is that where you photograph
what's her name? Her
Reba?
Reba McIntyre.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Reba's been in the studio plenty. We've done pictures at my place. We've done it at her house. We've done them on location.
Album covers. Right.
Book covers, magazine covers, all that goodness.
All right, so since we're talking about Reba, kind of describe one of the processes of going through this. Like, first of all, from the very, like, who makes the call to Reba, or does Reba's people call your people, and how does that get underway? And then as far as the design goes, what do mm-hmm. we want to see in this picture? Or they say, Robbie, you come up with a design. We want to see what you come up with.
Yeah, so I mean, nowadays I've done several shoots with Reba, so it's a pretty her camp and myself are pretty cozy. So it's a text oftentimes from her, people saying, hey, are you available these days? Yes. And so then we start.
Whatever you had on your calendar, you cleared
it all out. Yes, I cleared it all out. I got the month. It's open. And then, we just kind of start collaborating a bit. It's often, they often come with an idea, a direction. And one thing I love about Reba and her camp and her creative people are that they're open to collaborate. So I'll say, oh, I love this. Like, what if we did this as well? Or what if we added this in? You know, whenever we did her record cover, they kind of had a good bit of it mapped out. And I said, you know what? I had this idea for this big rhinestone box. I'd love to do that sometime. They're like, well, why don't we just do it while we're doing the record shoot? So we did this huge build on this. I can't prove this, but I swear to you, I hold the record for the largest number of single size, single color rhinestones in this country, because I called every wholesaler in the United States and everyone thought I was insane for trying to find 300,000 red rhinestones.
300,000?
Yeah, so we had to get them shipped straight from the manufacturer in China, and that's why I'm pretty sure I hold that record.
And I'm sure that wasn't the hardest part. The hardest part was maybe installing those.
Oh, yeah.
350,000 rhinestones.
It took a minute.
It did. So you have your own staff that you work with, or your own crew? Or are there different crews for different shoots? How does that work?
Different crews for different shoots. I have my studio manager, my interns, and then my core crew. But they're essentially freelance. They kind of work with everyone in town, but they're my go-to people.
Right. And then do y'all work together with your crew as far as what lighting we want, or do you, and of course I'm all asking all mm-hmm. this as a photographer, but it might be interesting to some other people who are listening out there too. But when you're doing this, do you take this idea and do some test shots and see if this can work out? And say, no, I don't like that light. It's a little bit too hard. I want to soften that light up again. Do you have that conversation continuously? Is it hit and miss, or you know exactly what lighting you want?
So there's kind of two ways that'll go. One is if I have the time and it's something that calls for it, we'll build everything in the studio ahead of the shoot. It could be the day before and we leave it, or it can be 2 weeks before and we just try it out. And so we'll go, I'll be in there playing all day, moving the lights around, go, okay, this is it. I'll have a test subject, and we'll go, okay, this is what we're going to do. Take pictures of all the light settings and the mm-hmm. camera settings. And so we know when we get there, we just rebuild it all exactly. We've been there, we've tested it, now we're ready to go. Mm-hmm. The other way is we'll get to set, and I'll say, okay, this is what I'm thinking. I might have it drawn out or at least thought out. And then my crew is very, very talented, and they know how to accomplish all the things that I'm going to tell them. And then at the same time, they might be like, well, this is a good idea, but what if we try it this way? And I'll go, oh, I didn't think about that. Let's mm-hmm. try it that way. And so they know that I'm open to collaborating and open to hearing their thoughts, because, you know, I work on my sets and they work on everyone's sets. Mm-hmm. And so they have, they're messing with lights, you know, 10 times more than I am.
They're the light professionals.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. So moving from that type of shoot to a shoot where you just set up in a hotel room and mm-hmm. just bam, 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 you run people in and out. How does that get started? Because you'll have somebody like Seth Rogen or somebody just come through and you have a chair and you have a backdrop, like a cloth backdrop or something set up, or a board set up in the back uh-huh. and start shooting pictures. How do you get in touch with them? Like if you would go to Sundance, for instance, where a lot of movie stars are, and you would set up a portable studio there in a hotel room?
Yeah. Oh, we've had hotel rooms. We've had attics. Sundance actually was the attic of this place. It was
you have
one
enough
of the
room
wilder
for
places.
Lighting and all that in an attic?
No. That was the crazy part. It was vaulted ceilings. It was probably the toughest place I've ever had to photograph. But, you know, we've walked into places thinking we had a whole room and we had a 10 by 10 square to set up in. So you just kind of got to be ready. And honestly, when I talk about this to other people, I always bring you up because I know how to think on my feet with all this stuff because of the weddings we used to shoot. Mm-hmm. And I always think about this one wedding in New Orleans where the wedding ends and we're walking out of the...
You and I,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I was second shooting for you. And where it was the Saints football player. And we were walking out of the...
Will Smith.
Yeah, it was Will Smith. That was it. And so we're walking out, and I want to say that it was like, you know, blue light in the church. And then we go into the foyer, and it's like almost pitch black, and we're still taking pictures, we're transitioning, and then we walk outside and it's so bright and you kind of like have to seamlessly photograph all three settings at the same time. And so those types of things that we used to do, just it helped me think on my feet, and I can kind of like throw my, you know, camera into different settings, and you just kind of feel it out. But those are the types of things that make it so much easier to work nowadays. And I say that all the time.
Well, those thank weddings. You very much. they always challenged me as well. It was like, oh man, I've never seen this before. So when you go to a place, like, I guess my question is, when they're run through there, like Seth Rogen or Justin Timberlake, how do you get in touch with their people?
Yeah.
And are they just in a rotation going to different photographers at the same time, or how does that happen?
It's often, so I'm typically there through a magazine. Most of the Hollywood celebrities that I photograph are for, you know, whether it be People Magazine, Entertainment Weekly, Hollywood Reporter, those types of folks.
So they know you're there for that reason, and yep. Their picture would land in one of those magazines.
Yep.
May land
That's
in
it.
One of those magazines.
And so they're typically there promoting a specific film, you know, especially in the film festivals like Sundance, they're there for a specific premiere, and then we're photographing the cast and then individual portraits. And so they'll come through, and sometimes you have 10 minutes with someone, sometimes you have 30 seconds with someone, and you just kind of learn to make the most of that time. And
how long did you have with Miley Cyrus?
So I photographed Miley
that
twice.
That looked pretty wild.
It wasn't 30 seconds, but it was a couple minutes. It wasn't too long.
Really?
Yeah. So we did her twice, and I want to say it was probably about 5 minutes and 5 minutes, something like that, which is a gracious amount of time for those
and
types
Justin
of settings.
And Justin Timberlake? What kind of guy was he?
He was great. He's taller than I thought. That's always what I remember. It was really early and freezing, very, very freezing morning in New York, and he walked right off the street in this great coat, and yeah, we probably had about 15 minutes or so. He was doing the Trolls press tour at the time.
See, that lighting on his portrait was just like my favorite.
Oh, well,
my favorite.
You.
That's just great. And then Anthony Hopkins, you have an interesting story with him. He kind of knew who you were, huh? The guy who's on the cover of the card.
I forgot about that. That's funny. He came in, and
By the way, Anthony Hopkins is the guy who played Hannibal Lecter.
Yes.
In the movie
Silence of the Lamb?
Silence of the Lamb. Thank you. Silence of the Lamb. And, of course, he's been in lots of other movies as well along in his career. So go ahead with the story.
Yeah, I often have a big white hat on, and it's funny you say this. I forgot about this. He comes in, he looks at me and goes, oh, we got the hat guy today. And we hadn't met before, but I guess he'd seen the hat floating around. And
we got the guy with the hat.
We got the guy with the hat. And, you know, what's funny about that is actually my assistant and I, we've been wondering, like, what do we call him? Like Sir Anthony, Sir Anthony Hopkins, Mr.
That's
Hopkins.
Because he has been knighted by the Queen.
And so we thought of every name under the sun. And he walks in, holds out his hand and goes, Tony. And I heard him, but it wasn't anything that I was expecting. I said, oh, sorry? He goes, Tony. I was like, oh, hey, Tony. My assistant's name was Tony. We never guessed Tony. So, yeah, he's a pretty laid-back fellow, that Anthony Hopkins.
All right. Can you I love him. He's one of my favorite actors, for sure. And then the picture just captured, and you just did a beautiful job of capturing the essence, I think, of Anthony Hopkins.
Well, thank
just,
you.
Just beautiful. Now, what are some of the other pictures we'll see at the exhibit this opening this Friday at the Hammond Regional Arts Center?
Yeah, so with this exhibit, it's going to be fun. I've done a couple shows around town and in the area, and it's always been more music-based. This one is 100% the Hollywood crowd. So we'll have...
Which will go with the Art of the Cocktail.
Yes,
for Hollywood.
Of course.
Yes.
We have Donald Glover, Nick Offerman, Julia Roberts. Now I'm blanking. Who else we got?
Justin
Seth Rogen,
Timberlake.
I believe, is in there. Don't have Justin this time. He's hiding.
Oh, really?
Tony Hale, which is a particularly favorite picture of mine. Jason Bateman, Kevin Bacon.
Tony Hale, by the way, was with Veep, right?
Oh, yeah. That's what we photographed him for. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he was nominated
Julia
for his
Louise
Emmy.
Dreyfus.
Yeah.
You ever photograph her?
No, not yet.
No?
I'd love to.
Tell Tony to get in touch with her.
Oh, I gotcha.
All right. Any others come to the top of your head?
Oh, let's see. Who we got? Nicolas Cage. Ah. It's a fun picture.
Who was married to Lisa Marie Parsley, by the way, who just passed away last Thursday. One of her four husbands.
Well,
Nicolas Cage. Along with Michael Jackson was another one, of course.
Yeah, well, I won't ruin all the surprises, but we have all kinds of. There's 34 pictures, and there's 33 people. So if you can find the one person that got two pictures in the show, you get a bonus point.
So. Maybe an extra glass of wine. We'll have wine and hors d'oeuvres for everybody when they come to the reception.
Oh, yeah. I believe we might have some gnarly barley coming out that night. So
perfect.
That'll be wonderful.
Melissa Griffin, of course, will be ushering everybody in when the doors open at 5 o'clock for the big show that opens this coming Friday at the Hammond Regional Arts Center. And, of course, Art of the Cocktail. You can also find out about tickets there. When you come to the door, you can also join the Hammond Regional Arts Center. So, very good idea. Get discounts and be part of the programs that they have all throughout the year at the Hammond Regional Arts Center.
Well, I got to say, before I go, I asked my son, my five-year-old, I said, what do I need to say on the radio today? And he said, you got to say, hey, Beckett. So, hey, Beckett.
Hey, Beckett.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, Beckett. Hey, Sonny.
All right, Beckett and Sonny. And JD didn't say happy, say...
Hey, JD.
Hey, JD. As well. All right. Well, good luck to you, and looking forward to seeing the show. And of course, it's again taking place this coming Friday, beginning at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, the doors open for the Hammond Regional Arts Center's show with Robbie Klein, our guest this morning, famous world-renowned photographer from Ponchatoula. Thank you, Robbie. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We'll see you next time. See you Friday for sure. 6 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. That's Talking the Tea, part two, being brought to you by The Steakhouse.